Saturday, Casement Park, big gig. All-Ireland Donegal champions playing an Ulster Select in a fundraiser for the Michaela Foundation. And I've no doubt there'll be a lot of people attending. In fact, I know it's going to be televised as well, from what I understand. TG4 going to cover it as well. And I have Michaela's dad, Mickey Hart, in the studio with me now. Mickey, nice to see you.
Good afternoon, Sean. Good to be here.
And Saturday, big day.
Certainly is. We're really pleased about the whole venture. The Ulster Council, Danny Murphy, Ryan Feeney in particular, I met a number of months ago, came to us with the proposal, and we were only too delighted to accept it. We couldn't have imagined just how much work and how much organisation goes into making an event like this happen. But when we saw them get their wheels in action, you know, it was fantastic, and all the contacts they had, all the networking they had, and all the support that was there to make this happen, to be a great event, and we're delighted with what's been done in the last number of months.
Is it helping you?
Of course it's helping us, yeah, and particularly helping John too, because, I mean, John is very much involved in all the work in making this happen. He's very much involved in the work of the foundation, and I suppose it gives us something positive to look to rather than dwell on the dark days that we had to face. And I suppose that's the only way to move away from dark places, is to find something good and positive to be about, you know, to be about with your business. And we're really pleased to have these kind of events, because we feel that we can bring the spirit that Michaela lived her life through much more out to other people. And, you know, we believe that that's what we ought to be about. And I suppose that'll give us something to drive on with, something to look to the future for with hope.
It's interesting you use that word, because it just reminds me of an interview I had yesterday with a father who lost his daughter through suicide in September, cyberbullying issue, and he spoke about the fact that the comfort that they were getting was the fact that he truly believed his daughter was now around him all the time. You know, that's the way he makes sense of it and has peace, thinking of her being around him all the time now. Whereas you always worry about your kids because you don't know where they are. Now, of course, you'd want your daughter physically here.
Yeah.
But do you feel like that, Mickey, about Michaela?
Yeah, I certainly do. I certainly do. And I suppose, you know, as Michaela was very much with me throughout our lives, and she was very much present in the GAA football scene, if you like, and many people come to realise that. But she was ever present, I suppose, in our family. And I suppose when somebody lives in your family and somebody's so close to you, it only makes sense that their spirit will live on, because they become part of who you are. We all become part of each other, and we all influence each other's lives. And Michaela influenced our lives and the lives of the people she met on her journey through this life. But it would be foolish to believe that that's the end of it. I believe that, you know, her spirit is very much present in the world today, as present with us who connect with her. And I'm very well able to connect with her every day, and I'm delighted that I can. I do feel her presence around. I know John feels the same way, and I do really strongly believe that. And I just know that, you know, that she's bringing a grace to us, that without that grace, you would be in a hopeless place. And I believe that grace comes from God, obviously. And because I believe that, I believe I'm privileged. You know, it's been an awful tragedy that we've had in our lives, but it would be a complete tragedy if you didn't believe that.
Yeah. Where do you sensor? Is it in things you see every day and you think, well, that's Michaela now? Or
yeah, there's little things like that. There's little idiosyncrasies, I suppose, that she had in her own life, and little things that only those who knew her really well would be aware of. And I suppose when you connect, you go back to those places, and when you go to those places in your mind, they really become alive again. And I suppose different people have different ways of making these connections, and I'm not saying this template works for everybody, but I do believe it's something worth embracing, you know, to realise that, you know, if you try to understand what happens in your life in human terms always, and try to have a scientific definition of it, then you're probably not in a great place. I think you have to hand over your life to God. You have to hand over the fact that we are not gods ourselves, that we are people, human beings with human limitations, and there is a spirit world there. There's a greater creator than all of us, and we have to accept that we won't understand the plan, as Michaela always talked about God's bigger plan. And I often said, she often talked about it in terms of football matches. If we lost a match and I was pretty not feeling too good about it, that was her way of lifting me. Well, it's not God's plan to win this game today. There's some other plan down the line. And quite often that proved to be true. And I've no doubt she would believe that to be the case here now. She wouldn't have wanted to lose her life in this earth, I'm sure, as quickly as she did. But obviously she did want to go to God. That's the way she lived her life, always with that very much in mind, that she was on a journey towards God. I'm sure she would, like the rest of us, like to take as much as possible out of this earthly world. But I'd say she's in a good place now.
You know, I can't imagine a greater challenge to your faith. And I know you're a man of faith, and I know your daughter was a woman of faith too, but I can't imagine, just can't, a greater challenge to your faith than this. And you must have had moments, and you must have moments where you just ask God, why has this happened to me?
It's a strange thing and that you would say that, and I can honestly put my hand on my heart and say that has never been my way. And again, I say I feel that is a grace from God, a grace from God through Michaela. It's a privilege to be able to say that. But I don't feel angry with God. I'm not saying, you know, why did you do this to us? I have not asked the question why. I've just said, give us the grace to deal with this. And I think that has come in abundance. It's come through the prayers of people. I have to really emphasise that the prayers that came our way during that time were phenomenal. The cards, the messages, the good wishes, and the people who say they're praying. And I think it just shows, goes to show you the value of prayer. Prayer is a very effective method of supporting people. And, you know, I've always said in the last number 18 months or 20 months or that, please continue to pray for everybody who is in a bad place through tragedy or something else in their life, because sending the prayers to us is great and we really gratefully accept them. But, you know, sharing them with a lot of others won't detract from what they do for us either. So I think that's a good thing to realise. We can connect with people through prayer.
It's good to hear you say that, because that obviously eases your burden as well somewhat when you feel that way. And you say that's a grace from God, that you've been given that ease, as it were. Is that the same for your collective family, or is it something that you personally have that maybe others in the family don't have?
No, I think that's something that people should realise as well, that a bereaved family is a group of people who are unique individuals. And, you know, what's right for one person isn't necessarily right for another. And I think you have to take a step back and realise that. And that it isn't, life isn't always like it seems to be. Even if it seems like somebody seems to be coping fairly well with something, it does not mean to say that their heart is not broken regularly and that they do have really moments of despair almost. But they just, it's a balancing act of trying to get yourself to a better place more often than a bad place. And that takes time, and it takes prayer, and it takes family support. But I think it is important, the point you make is very important, that families don't grieve as a unit. They grieve individually within the family unit, and that people will move at different paces along the way to learning to live in that new place. And I think it's good that people would recognise and realise that, and that, you know, to be gentle with everybody that they meet who are suffering bereavement.
Yeah, don't presume that everyone's feeling the way Mickey's feeling or has the particular feeling towards what happened that you have. One of the biggest challenges of being a Christian is not only to accept these things, but also to forgive. I mean, is that something that you've been able to face yet, forgiving people who did this horrendous thing? That's surely a much more difficult challenge.
Well, that is a big challenge. That's a big challenge for everyone. And I suppose I'm not sure that there's a perfect answer to that. But all I can say is, again, I go back to the grace of God. God has given me the grace not to be angry about this. And whether that's equivalent to forgiveness or not, that's another question. But as it means to say that I'm not consumed by that incident and what those people did. I'm not consumed by that, because I can bring my mind to better places. And I leave that in the hands of God to help me through that. And I it's difficult to make a definitive sort of answer to all of that. Mm. But all I can say is that I put myself in the hands of God, and he's been good to me so far, and I'm sure he'll continue to be good with me.
You hope for a day, do you, though, that somebody is held to account on this earth and people are held to account for what they did to your daughter?
Yeah, I think that'll be fair to say that, you know, that, you know, you would like justice to be done and to be seen to be done in human terms. That's what everybody would like to see, because we like the sense of fairness and like the sense of getting things done right and that people have been held to account. And yes, that has to be pursued in the ways that we can do, and that we will continue to do that. And hopefully that someday there will be some kind of better result than we have to date. But I think it's important that we shouldn't let it consume us, and that's a very that's something we have to be very conscious of as we go along the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's very hard. Other people perhaps can't understand that. They'd say, oh, I'd want to string them up, I'd want to choke them, you know, and that would be a very human and natural reaction. And it's impressive that you've been able to...
Yeah, well, I mean, and again, you have to realise here you're talking on two levels. You're talking on a human level and you're talking on a spiritual level. And they never really, you can't equate them. And I suppose in human terms, you're right what you'd say. You'd love to take retribution in your own hands, but that's not the right thing to do.
Have you felt like that at times?
It's not unusual that you would think that way from time to time. But again, the other answer to that, if you like, from my perspective, is to say that, you know, if you were to think that way, you'd be thinking that Michaela needed this kind of retribution on a human level, whereas she's looking from a different place now and says, I don't need that anymore. That doesn't matter to me. I'm in a different plane. And, you know, that is irrelevant. Life is about much more than that. And, you know, I'm getting the feeling that she doesn't need me to be feeling like that. And she would probably understand for me to feel like that would take more out of me than it's worth. So I think she's given me the grace personally. I feel that personally. I can't speak for her, but I feel that personally. She's given me the grace to say, leave that where it is. That's in a different domain. And, you know, where I am now, I don't need that. I don't need anything, in fact. I'm totally at one with God.